Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Eastside Medical Center. No, Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X.
Cared for by Eastside Medical Center.
Yes, I'm Mike East, Steven, and just a little pressure today.
You're a little nervous.
I am, because we got the CEO of Eastside Medical Center here in the building with us.
Well, if you're nervous, imagine how I feel. I have to give the new read for Eastside Medical, which I'm going to do at the top of the show.
We've knocked it out perfectly the first couple weeks, so...
You have.
Well, you didn't do it the first time?
No, this is my first time doing
it,
I believe.
Did you pre-read it?
No.
Really? You're going to do this cold?
It's a cold read. Rip and read, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Steven Julian with the Eastside Medical Center.
Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to go to the side to clear my throat. Okay. Quality care close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside System of Care, visit eastsidemedical.com.
Trent, pretty good? Okay.
I like it.
You like it? Okay. Okay. You got the thumbs up from
the CEO. I
don't
have to leave. Okay, good.
That was Trent Lind. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Eastside Medical Center. And Trent, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
We've actually had you before on either this show or it might have been the Chamber Show. It was the Chamber Show, I think. Several months ago. And since then, we formed a partnership. And we'll talk more about it in detail at the end of the show. But we're excited to have you on as a partner, as you've already heard with the commercial and the read and everything else.
Well, again, we're excited to be partnering with you as well. And certainly being cared for by Eastside Medical Center is what it's all about here in the community. And so we're looking forward to the partnership and being able to really – in a better way, explain what's going on at Eastside and really spread the great word of all that's going on across our system of care to better the community and the care in our community that we offer.
Well, we're excited about the partnership, too, because Eastside Medical Center has been serving the community here for almost 40 years, and you guys are continuing to grow, and that's exciting news. But talk about your footprint and talk about all the growth going on with Eastside.
Yeah, it's been a big initiative of ours as an organization. Certainly, we start and end the day with the quality care that we offer to our patients and the patient's experience in our organization. But in that, we also recognize the need a couple years ago to really expand our footprint, really get out in the community in a deeper way with our access points, whether that be through our new Eastside Urgent Care, which is now four urgent cares throughout the greater Gwinnett community. We've got locations in Centerville. We've got a location in Lilburn. We've got a location in Lawrenceville, as well as Grayson now is our newest location. So that was really one big initiative that helped us to really reach out to the community in a deeper way. We also opened up a secondary ER at our South Campus, which is an 11-bed ER. That was opened up in June of 2016. And so certainly proud of that work that's going on, really just, again, to get closer to our patients so it's easier access for quality care tied to a great network of care, which is Eastside.
We were talking off air the 40-year history, and it kind of started on the hill in Snellville we talked about. And to say you are going to get more involved in the community, one of the best ways to do that is to increase the footprint. So the urgent care versus just kind of what I guess I would call it a standard hospital campus, what are some of the things that an urgent care center can provide in those localities that kind of is – better than I got to go all the way to the hospital on the hill in Snellville? What do they provide in those centers?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's a question we get a lot. For us, it's about providing care in the communities in an extended way. And in urgent care, obviously, you're going to be talking about lower acuity kind of ailments that someone may be suffering. It could be a minor scrape or bruise or a minor cold. But at the end of the day, also, it's access to our system of care. So we do have patients that come into our come into our urgent cares, and it may be an issue that's in a condition that's greater than what they anticipated, and it could be a patient who has possibly stroke symptoms or other symptoms, and they walk into our urgent cares thinking it's something less than that. Well, they're connected to a greater system of care in Eastside, so we can easily get those patients shifted over to our main medical center, our main ER, for follow-up care that maybe is higher and above and beyond what we'd anticipate in urgent care.
Trent, by the way, you've already won the prize for fastest audience applause.
Wow.
I mean, that was fantastic. We're only 4 minutes into the interview. Well done.
Hey, thank you.
One of the things I read in the fantastic read that I'm going to get to read every week on Gwinnett Business Radio about Eastside Medical is it talks about going for exceptional outcomes. And it talks about the experienced physicians, but I wanted to focus on utilizing the most advanced technology. When it comes to healthcare, technology is right up at the top of the list because it is constantly changing. Talk about how you guys stay on top of that and some of the things currently that right now would be considered new technology that you're excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an initiative of ours to not only stay up to speed with the technology in healthcare, but really stay advanced and bring technologies to Gwinnett County and our other surrounding counties that we serve to provide really advanced technologies that that not only help to supplement and support our providers to provide excellent care, but also will provide quicker recovery for our patients, less invasive procedures that historically had taken a lot longer to recover from. And so in that, a couple of new technologies that we brought to Eastside, one of those is the Mako robot. The Mako robot is a both for partial and total knee replacements, is a technology that aids in just the precision that our orthopedic surgeons can have in providing those surgeries. Not that they don't have great skill sets going in, but this technology helps them to be more efficient, more accurate, and again, quicker recovery for our patients, and we're seeing tremendous results on that. The other technology that we have had at Eastside for really years, but now we're advancing to another level, is our Da Vinci robot. Types of services that are offered on the Da Vinci robot include GYN procedures, general surgery procedures, bariatric procedures, other oncology procedures that may be performed on that technology. And also urology procedures that are performing that technology. And it's impressive to see we actually just advanced from what they call the Da Vinci SI robot. We've just purchased the Da Vinci XI robot, which is the next level of advancement, the first to Gwinnett County. Again, the Mako is the first to Gwinnett County. Now the Da Vinci XI is the first of that technology and that level of advanced technology to Gwinnett County. And so we're putting a big investment in, but we're doing it in partnership with our physicians who and surgeons who utilize this technology so we can advance care in Gwinnett County and not only stay par level with those around us, but really advance above and beyond.
I'm sorry, but when you started talking about the newer model of the Da Vinci, Mike, all I could think about is when Apple comes out with a new iPhone, there's a line around the block of the Apple store. I just wonder if Trent's in a line with other hospital CEOs. We want to get the new Da Vinci XI. We only have the SI, you know, so sorry. That's where my mind goes, so you better take the interview.
Well, when he talks about robotic technology, to be clear, there's a doctor there performing the surgeries. It's not a robot like Lost in Space coming in saying, you know,
is that why you chuckled when he mentioned
yes, because I think of a robot and okay
Danger Will Robinson, your knee needs okay.
Exactly, that'd be a Lost in Space reference. Google that, young people. Obviously it's amazing with the technology, and I'm thinking, okay, there are doctors there still performing it.
Correct. Yeah, robots are not taking over the world, but
not yet,
robots are correct. But robots are really helping us in healthcare to advance again our precision, our accuracy, and really helping us to provide quicker recovery for our patients, which is the key, and obviously of the highest quality.
We talk about expanding the footprint. Expanding your services too, as far as specialty services. There's a lot of things that Eastside does that probably a lot of folks don't realize. Top notch, right here in our backyard.
Absolutely. Yeah, a big initiative of our team at Eastside has really been to vocalize all those things across the organization that we're able to provide to our community. I think sometimes it gets lost.
It's a good thing you got a radio show now to do that.
Now we have a partnership with Business Radio X to help us do that, and that was the intent. But in that, when we talk about services, there's a list of many services that we offer. We've been focused on those services and expanding those services and bringing awareness to the community, but also resourcing those services. And so really a lot of the big initiatives that are rolled out over the past couple of years include our women's services. We're seeing now over almost 1,400 deliveries a year at Eastside. So that's a lot of new babies that are being born. We have a level 3 NICU, which a lot of folks don't know, but that is the highest level of NICU services that we can offer in Gwinnett County and our surrounding areas. So mothers can feel assured if they're going to potentially deliver early or have potential complications, they've got advanced care right there in our NICU. We also have been really focused on cardiology. We actually have six new cardiologists that are on board at Eastside as part of Eastside Heart and Vascular. And really expanding and growing, and even those physicians have ability to have off-site locations throughout the community. We've got access points for our cardiologists as far as Athens to the east and upwards of Duluth and Sugar Hill and Buford to the north. So we have a lot of care that we're extending beyond what our traditional service area is to care for our community.
We're talking with Trent Lynn, the CEO of Eastside Medical Center here on Gwinnett Business Radio, and you talk about the cardiologists, and I know you're very proud of your staff and the doctors, and I would think now as you grow, you'll be able to attract even better doctors and better people. Talk about the level of service and the staff that you work with.
Yeah, that is paramount, and as I mentioned, you know, when it comes to our mission, above all else, we're here for the care improvement of human life, and that's why we're here as an organization to improve care across our community. That starts and ends with the staff that we hire and support in our organization, with the physicians and the other expertise that we bring on to support our community. And so we're heightenedly focused on how do we create the best possible patient experience from a service perspective and the highest quality outcomes. We have been recognized recently, and I'm very proud of this, Health Grades is now 2 years running, 2017 and 2018. Health Grades is one of the primo, if you will, evaluators of healthcare quality across our country. They put us in the top 5% patient safety efforts around our outcomes in the entire country. We're only one of 14 hospitals in Georgia that was recognized for that. And a little plug, we're the only one in Metro Atlanta that was recognized for that honor. And then a smaller number even to be recognized 2 years in a row. So very proud of that. Also, LeapFrog is another conglomerate out there that represents a lot of big corporations and evaluates care. And we've actually gone to level A. We're a grade A from LeapFrog. And again, we're the only one in the county at a grade A, and one of a small handful in Georgia that's a grade A in LeapFrog. So just proud of the outcomes. And that's where, again, it starts and ends. And it's about the quality of care that our staff bring and provide to the bedside, and our physicians to the bedside on a daily basis, hourly basis, every minute, every patient, every time.
Steven, I feel like our awards pale in comparison. Were you thinking the same thing?
I was thinking the exact same thing. Yes. Can we piggyback and call ourselves a grade A show? No, not close. But we have grade A partners, right? I think that's
absolutely
what we can say. So, Trent, I want to ask you, I'm an independent financial advisor, so one of the things I'm asked to do is to give advice to people about investments and finances and financial plans. I'm going to ask you to be an advisor for a second in terms of healthcare.
Sure.
Somebody listening to this, most people, their main contact with the healthcare system is their doctor. And they're in an office and they're talking to their doctor. When I hear all this great stuff that's going on at Eastside, does it benefit me to reach out to Eastside before something happens to try and get to know what's there and what I might be tapping into? Do I only contact a medical center through my doctor? I think we can all agree that the system is changing, and we don't know what's around the bend and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to ask you for a little bit of advice. Should we just go through our doctor? Is there a benefit to reaching out to Eastside? Is the urgent care the best first step into the whole Eastside Center? Give a little advice.
Yeah.
Open-ended.
That's a very, very good question. When we look at healthcare today, transparency is a key word we talk about a lot, and that is just the fact that there's so much information out there, some good, maybe some not so good information, you know, from a correct and accuracy perspective. And so, but we encourage our patients to really educate themselves, evaluate, look at what's available out there, and whether it's a technology, whether it's an outcome that they're looking to seek to gain, and the quality of those outcomes, whether it's a provider and that particular provider, physician provider, and their quality and the feedback that they get. We really encourage our all of our patients to educate themselves, and I think that's number one. But number two, I think, yeah, it is important to spend time. If you're going to be delivering, come take a tour over at Eastside and take a look at our amenities and take a look at the caring staff that we have at Eastside. And then obviously the advanced care that they can receive at Eastside when it comes to women. So, you know, I think there is that piece. Obviously, Eastside Urgent Care is an access point that's there. A lot of our patients, what we're seeing is a massive retention rate. Patients come into Eastside Urgent Care, they have a good experience, they get connected to our network because of that good experience, and then that relationship goes on and develops over time.
I see a shift, and I could be dead wrong. It happens at least once a show, ask Mike. And but I think we're it's coming back to the consumer to be consumers again of healthcare. And part of that is, you know, well, let me start a relationship. Let me ask questions. Let me, you know, ask about paying up cash up front, and I mean, just various little, and I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but I think it's on us to be consumers again, and it's okay to ask questions. Don't just go wherever they tell you to go. You can ask some questions, right? And I think that's one of the things when you, as the CEO of Eastside, you're in here talking about all the great things you're doing and all the advances and all the great staff you have. It's okay for me beforehand, be proactive. And I love the way you said it. If you're expecting, that's one example. Well, just I'm a mid-40s man who's probably going to have to go somewhere at some point. Maybe I take a little time and do a little research, not just on WebMD about what this mole is on my leg, but more just asking the medical center about what they can offer me. And that urgent care is a good first step, I think.
Yeah, that's the right term, be a consumer. Yeah. And that's right. And it's certainly to trust your physician and have a relationship there, but at the same time, use the tools that you have at your in front of you and be able to utilize those tools to evaluate, what's best for you, what's best for your family member, given whatever symptoms or issues you may have.
And ask
yourself.
And ask your physicians about the relationships they have with the different medical centers and what they think. I mean, I think that's fair, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're advisors.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm done ranting, Mike. Go ahead.
We'll have Trent take a look at that mole before he leaves the studio today.
No, please
today.
Don't.
Yeah, okay. A little too much information there, Stephen. Remind me again, Trent, how long you've been the CEO there?
So I've been with Eastside now 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. And I think I told you this from the very beginning. Not a knock on previous management or anything, but you've really gotten more involved in the community. I mean, I had never seen the CEO before you came along, and all of a sudden you're everywhere and your staff's everywhere. Talk about how important it is to give back to the community and be involved. And I know you're part of a lot of organizations within the community.
Absolutely. The Eastside mission starts in the community, and it's about giving back to the community. And obviously, in a lot of what we do inside the walls of our hospitals, we give back to the community. But there is also a greater initiative that we focus on, and that is getting all of our team involved and engaged in how we can further not just Eastside's purpose in the community, but also the greater good for all of Gwinnett County and beyond, all the service areas we serve. And so I've gotten engaged, and I've encouraged all of my executive team to be engaged in not-for-profits across our community. And so, you know, for me, it's the Gwinnett Chamber, it's the Gwinnett Community Foundation, it's the greater YMCA here in the Atlanta area, but also with Gwinnett Family YMCA. It's our relationships with the schools, Gwinnett Tech College. I sit on the foundation board there and the great work that they're doing. GGC with Georgia Gwinnett College and the relationship there. So really across the board. And then our breadth is beyond that. We're very active as an organization with Relay for Life, with March of Dimes. Across the board, we have a lot of different charities that we support and we raise funds for and we volunteer for. And it's been just really, I think, refreshing for us to really double down, triple down on our efforts, because not only is it helping to further awareness about Eastside, but more importantly, it's helping our community to be better and for our employees to be, quite frankly, for our employees to feel good about what they can do beyond just the walls of our organization.
You talk about doubling down. Part of that doubling down is partnering with Business Radio X. We got you in a dark room with Guido, apparently, and threatened you or something. But no, seriously, you made a decision to partner with Business Radio X. We're together for the next year, where we're going to do a lot of marketing through Gwinnett Business Radio and Business Radio X through our digital media. We'll have opportunities to cover a lot of your ribbon cuttings and events like that, even opportunities to maybe broadcast from Eastside Medical Center. Talk about... And make sure, Trey, we're recording. Make sure we get this now on tape. Talk about why you decided to become a partner with Business Radio X.
Well, it was
let
all.
Let me sit back and listen now.
It was all about you, Mike.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah. So, no. But no, really.
He said nah after that. I just want to point that out for the tape. Go ahead.
Though it did start with the relationship with Mike, and I give him full credit. But it was really around what kind of partnership could we engage in that would help. Really, again, bring awareness to what Eastside's doing in the community to further our mission. And when we looked at a relationship with Business Radio X, it was an opportunity to say, hey, not only can we partner with Business Radio X and bring awareness about what Eastside's doing within our organization, but also help to provide important health topics on a monthly basis to our community from an education standpoint. And I'm most excited about that. We've actually identified a topic per month for the remainder of this year, starting in February. It's Heart Month, and it starts tomorrow. And we'll have our cardiac team here working with Mike and the team here to talk about what we're doing to further our improvement of heart care across the communities that we serve. And every month we've got a topic. It relates back typically to what that service month is. And we're excited about that because we're including our providers, from physicians to mid-level providers in that discussion. We're including our leadership and other employees to be part of that discussion here at Business Radio X to talk about what they're doing. Because, again, I think most importantly is how do we bring that awareness to the community, not just about what Eastside's doing, but, again, even more importantly in my mind is how we educate on specific health-related topics on a monthly basis that can help to further educate our community and know the resources that are there for them.
And not only educate the folks about the resources, but to hear from some of the specific doctors about their specialties. So when people listening go, okay, I feel more comfortable now. I mean, the Eastside is the place I want to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's, at the end of the day, going to come across loud and clear. We're very proud of the expertise and resources that we've been able to bring to Eastside, and we got to let the community know about it.
Well, and what a great example of stepping out of the hallways of the hospital, getting on the air, having doctors on the air to help educate us. I mean, education is so key and huge, and so leaving the hospital, getting on our air, every other show when we have other business leaders, they're going to hear this wonderful read that I'll try to do a better job of every time. I'll get better at it as I go along. But what a great message of quality care and close to home. And so close to home, getting on the air with us and talking to business leaders.
Yep. Start of a beautiful relationship. And Trent, we're excited to have you on board. And thank you for coming on. One show each month is going to be dedicated to a health topic where we're going to have these specialists come on. And for this month, we've got the guy from the top of the food chain, Trent Lind, joining us here. Can I kind of help shake it off?
And Mike, I want to thank you because I've been with Business Radio X now for 5 years and I'm finally getting some health benefits.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing.
You've been going.
I appreciate. Yeah, we're gonna have a doctor in studio every month.
What month is mole month? We're gonna have the specialist for Steven.
Yeah, we'll take care of you there.
Well,
Steve.
I know Michael Scott from the office was looking for a rabies doctor at one point, so maybe they can. Which we found out there is no such thing as a rabies doctor. So anyway,
Trent, is there any other messages that you want to get across that we're missing before we make sure we give people information where they can find out more about Eastside?
No, I encourage everyone to again, be a consumer and go online, look at eastsidemedical.com, look at our Eastside urgent care locations, and really better understand what services are out there within our network of care to provide to our community. Because, again, it is we're very proud of the work that's going on across our organization. We're improving care every day. We're advancing care every day. And we're doing it in an environment like Eastside, which is a community hospital here to serve our community and with great people that represent our organization. So I couldn't be prouder of the work that Eastside's doing.
I want to hammer it home right now, by the way. We talked about it before we went on the air. The wait times in those ERs is amazingly very small, short,
and listed
short
on the website. You pull up the website, and it's got an idea of what the average wait time is in the ER that day.
People are these days, you know, the old school thinking is I'm going to have to wait forever before I actually get to see somebody. How are you able to keep those wait times so short?
It's a focus of ours. It is a commitment from our ER team to make sure that any patient that enters the waiting room of our ER, they're seen within at least 10 minutes, and that's the goal that we have. We keep it single digits on really most of the time, and certainly there's surges at times where that wait time goes up a little bit with surges of patients, but we really are focused on, and we average below 10 minutes every month. And so I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the, you know, again, back to transparency, being able to show the community, hey, we're saying it and now we're doing it. and you can see it real time any time of the day.
The other thing on that front page, it's got all 10 locations listed. It's got a map with little dots. I mean, very, very easy to use and useful and helpful.
Absolutely. Well, Trent, great work since you've been here for the last 3 years. Continued success there. And again, welcome on board and looking forward to working with you.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Trent Lynn, CEO of Eastside Medical Center here on Gwinnett Business Radio, cared for by Eastside Medical Center.
Well done. The other thing I want to remind everybody of is Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And speaking of Subaru, love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Or you can come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
We got your hospital covered, and we got your transportation to the hospital covered with Subaru.
Yeah, what's next?
Need to get a gas station on board, and we'll be all set.
Well, and you can use choices to you to get food delivered, right? Tom will feed mm-hmm. you. So, yeah, we got food, we got health care, we got
it's all right here at Gwinnett Business Radio.
I like it.
Want to remind everybody, you can listen to this episode anytime you want. Go to the website, businessradiox.com, select the Gwinnett Studio, and then just click on where it says Gwinnett Business Radio. You'll see the Eastside logo. Click on that, and you can see this episode and all our previous episodes as well. Want to thank our listeners. Want to thank you, Stephen, our producer, Trey, and for Trent Lind with Eastside Medical Center. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!